you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Hi, everybody. Happy, happy, happy New Year. Welcome to the first broadcast in 2013. It's Tuesday, January 1. Welcome to this edition of Mark and Friends. If you were tuned in yesterday, you heard part of my conversation with Kevin Mills as he was traveling through on his way from North Dakota to Virginia Beach. And I was saying how I was sick and I wanted to call up a friend that could kind of share some of his life story. And I knew Kevin came out recently with his third CD called Traveling Through. Well, he happened to be traveling through. So I kept him on the line. If you were tuned in yesterday, you would have heard that. But you didn't hear about 40 minutes of our conversation of just getting caught up and sharing. And Kevin, thank you for staying with me and being on the line. I don't know how many hundreds of miles you've covered in the last hour or so talking with me, but it's been a delight just getting caught up and sharing life with you and hearing about your wife, Amanda, and just knowing where God's been leading you lately.
Well, thank you so much. And because I only get a chance to practice this kind of irony once a year, I have to use this joke up now. And that is, Mark, I haven't talked to you since last year.
Yeah.
There it is, in all of its brilliance.
You haven't lost your edge for that great cutting-edge humor that you have.
Is it cutting-edge or is it extremely dull? I'm not sure, but we're doing great, and actually we're in the great state of Indiana right now and on our way back to Virginia Beach where there is no white stuff yet.
It's funny that you made it to Indiana because when we started talking, you were in the Bloomington Normal area, and literally we had yesterday's program, and then I kept you on the line, and so today, obviously, people are here in our taped conversation, but we spent about 30 or 40 minutes, at least, I don't know, a long time updating on things, and my primary objective with having you on, because I was sick and in bed most all of Sunday, was to not have to talk much, and then, I don't know, I think we spent about an hour or two on the phone already, so.
I was thinking of that, but I thought, man, of course, I was worried about your voice giving out on you, but it's so awesome to be able to catch up. Because, I mean, Mark, you've been an awesome friend. I've really cherished our friendship over the years, and, I mean, it's just so great to be able to reconnect.
Well, thank you, and it was nice having you share some of the things that drew you to Amanda on yesterday's program, and I know we aired two of your songs off your CD, Traveling Through, but before we share a few more cuts, because I like a number of the songs on the CD, but for those listeners that maybe are unfamiliar with your music ministry, I have with me on the phone Kevin Mills. He's traveling through, and his CD happens to be called Traveling Through. But give us maybe a snapshot into some of your testimony so that those unfamiliar with your music ministry and your pastoral time and the ways God's been leading you can kind of be updated so they can be better informed when they purchase your three CDs.
Yeah, well, I always like to say that usually the less people know about me, the more they like me, but I'll take the risk. And I've loved my life. I've loved the experiences of my life. I feel very honored and privileged to have experienced all the different things. My testimony begins, really, I was raised on the road, both my parents, I'm an only child. Once they had me, they thought, man, we better not risk a second one. And so that's what happened. We traveled as a family, the three of us, and I was raised around the ministry. At age 8, I started opening services for my father by singing Acapulco, or some people like to call it acapella, but I like to be unique. And from that point on, I just loved singing, and that's really where the singing part began. I really feel I dedicated my life to the Lord fully at age 12 when me and my father and some other pastors, we were living up in Canada at the time, we decided to go to some revival meetings that were taking place down in Florida at the time, and I was 12. And when we got there, I just really met the Lord in a very real way, and I realized that, you know, this was really it was at that point that I felt the Lord in my life and felt that, you know what, this is a relationship I need to actively pursue and that I want to actively pursue. Before that, it was kind of, you know, I'm raised around the ministry, this is what I'm used to, and it was kind of more of a passive approach to my relationship with the Lord. So after 12, we traveled, of course, on the family for another few years, and then in 2000, planted a church in Jacksonville, Florida. And then my mother got very sick, so we moved back up to Canada. She was Canadian, moved back up there in 2001, and started a church plant up there. And through the next 10 years, of course, we passed at the church. Fortunately, my mother got sicker and sicker, and she passed away in February of 2010. And that was a earth-shattering for me. I mean, it was, she'd been sick for a very prolonged period of time, but she was also my number one cheerleader in music and just in everything I did. She was the one always telling me I could do it with excellence. So that was an incredible, incredible loss for me. But interestingly enough, 2 months after she passed away, I met Amanda, and the Lord put us together. And interestingly enough, Amanda had just lost her father 2 months before my mother had passed away. And so that, you know, it was marking a transition in my life, because I felt this was, you know, about 2 months before my mother passed away. I was feeling that the Lord was leading me down to Virginia Beach from Canada, and I was feeling that my time as serving as a pastor was also kind of up for the congregation that I had the honor to serve up there. So it was really an interesting time of transition, and through a series of circumstances that were nothing short of miraculous, but I'll spare our listeners from having to hear all the details. Me and Amanda ended up pursuing our relationship and started dating and courting, most of it over long distance, because it's also during that time that I moved down to Virginia Beach. But after about 8 months of being down there, I got too lovesick to be without her. So I came back up to Canada and helped her with, she had a restaurant at the time up in Portage, Prairie, Manitoba, Canada. So I went up there and helped her. I stayed with a couple that was in our church. And during the day, I'd help her prepare food and cook and do all that. And the people that knew me, because, I mean, this is the same town that I passed in and also worked on the local radio station there for the last 10 years, they were pretty amused to see me now working in a restaurant, cooking and serving, pouring coffee. I was having a blast. Anyways, we told the restaurant December 2, 2010, and got married in January, and then uprooted again and moved to Virginia Beach. So, I mean, it has been an adventure.
Hey, I'm going to play a song off your Traveling Through CD, and I personally really enjoy the first one, Till the Answer Comes. But you talked about, I think it's number 4, Walk on the Water. Is that something that's dear to both your hearts?
It is. It's a song that we just fell in love with the first time we heard it. It's really a modern retelling, if you will, of the story of Job. And it's just a great reminder that ultimately God is providential. No matter what happens in our lives, ultimately God's over it. And he can take what was meant either for good or for bad and really work it to fulfill his desires, his will. And it's just an awesome song, and we just love it. It's just a fun song.
So what I'm going to do, just to allow our listeners to hear a few more cuts off of the CD called Traveling Through Kevin Mills, you're going to hear a portion of Till the Answer Comes, and then I'm going to follow that with Walk on the Water, and then I'm going to ask you to hand over the phone to Amanda, and we're going to have her share a little of her story and how you took her breath away and had her included on the CD on the 11th cut. We played that yesterday, but in case you're just tuning in, I have Kevin Mills on the line with me. He sang in the past with the Singing Men of GNN. We had him featured at a concert or two some years ago. He's a good buddy of mine. I haven't met up with him for a couple of years, and I think I've had him on the phone now for just about 2 full hours. He's been traveling through the area on his way from North Dakota to Virginia Beach, and yesterday's program, you heard us talking, and I kept him on the line. We talked off air for another 40 minutes or an hour, and then he stayed with me, and so you're hearing yesterday's tape conversation. So we're going to get Amanda on the line, but let me first start out with Till the Answer Comes and Walk on the Water.
Till the answer comes, you gotta keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. Till the answer comes, you gotta keep praying till the answer comes. If you knock one time and there's no answer, from the door. You've got to knock again until you've been let in. Sometimes it only takes once more. Till the answer comes, you gotta keep praying. Keep praying, keep praying. Till the answer comes, you gotta keep praying. Keep praying till the answer comes. Sometimes you might be on your knees for hours before the light finally comes breaking through the dark. But if you truly believe, then His power can breathe life into any troubled heart. Till the answer comes, you gotta keep praying. Keep praying, keep praying. Till the answer comes, you gotta keep praying. Keep praying till the answer comes. Ask God for a favor, if you please. Let's see what this man is really made of. God said, fine, go ahead and knock him to his knees. From there, that's where my children show me their love. Devil asked God, let me take away his job. Let me take away his pride and leave him broken. God said, fine, but remember he's a child of mine. His inheritance is sure, and I have spoken. And I will walk on the water if I only keep my eyes on him. And with faith in the Father, I won't ever have to sink or swim. And I'll have peace in the middle of a storm. He'll calm the winds and still the raging sea. And I will walk on the water.
On the water.
And my Lord will walk with me. The devil asked God, let me take away his home. Let me take away his wife and family. God said, fine, but he'll never be alone, and he'll always have a home eternally. And I will walk on the water if I only keep my eyes on him. And with faith, I won't ever have to sink or swim. And I'll have peace in the middle of a storm. He'll calm the winds and still the raging sea. And I will walk on the water.
On the water.
And my Lord will walk with me. The devil asked God, there's one thing that puzzles me. What's this man got that my eyes cannot see? God said, faith, like a child or a mustard seed. Faith can move mountains if you believe. And I will walk on the water if I only keep my eyes on him. And with faith, I won't ever have to sink or swim. And I'll have peace in the middle of a storm. He'll calm the winds and still the raging sea. And I will walk on the water.
On the water.
And my Lord will walk with me.
That was Walk on the Water by Kevin Mills on his third CD, Traveling Through. To find out more, to purchase multiple copies, because I know you're going to want some for your friends and family members, you can go to kevinmills.net. That's kevinmills.net. Purchase multiple copies. Kevin's a great guy. I've appreciated my friendship with him. And as mentioned before on yesterday's broadcast and earlier today, that Kevin has sung with the Singing Men of GNN. We featured him. He brought his banjo and we put on a couple different concerts, and the guys all appreciate him. And I've loved to see how God's worked in and through his life these past many years. And one person I've not met is Amanda, his wife of almost 2 years. So Amanda, I guess you're traveling along. You've been sitting in that back seat for almost 2 hours as Kevin and I have been talking. We were live yesterday's program, and then we obviously continued our conversation. But off air, he and I talked for about another hour just on some of the things God's been doing in my life. And so how are you holding up there in that back seat?
Well, a wife always makes a great backseat driver. Yeah, no, I'm doing well. I enjoy it.
Well, we just played one of his songs that was dear to his heart, Walk on the Water, but you also accompany him, and we played this on yesterday's broadcast, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, A Living Prayer, and it seems like apparently Kevin was an answer to your prayer as you worked away in that restaurant hoping someday that you would find a forever husband. And what was it that captivated you or caused you to take an interest in Kevin?
What he doesn't tell you is I had a crush on him for like 5 years prior, and he had no clue that I even existed until, you know, like 5 years later. I have to say, one of the first things that caught my attention, because we used to sing, there was a local church there called Christ Church, where they'd have music every first and third Saturday of the month, and he would sing there, and afterwards we could jam. Anyone could go up and sing, so I would go up there sometimes and sing. And, yeah, from the moment I saw him and heard him, I'm like, that is the kind of man I want to marry.
Hmm.
Like, for one, he didn't have his pants halfway down like some of the other you know, guys. He took pride in how he dressed. He is very transparent person. You know, he was the same person in public. He was in private. He treated everybody with respect. Yeah, that was one of the first things that drew my attention. But it wasn't until, 5 years later, I had to open up a restaurant to finally get his attention. But it was worth the wait, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, he mentioned it on yesterday's program. Your good cooking was one of the first things he said. I really like this gal. And then your beauty and just your desire and heart to live for the Lord. And he mentioned that in yesterday's program, just the fact that you both were on that trajectory, you know, of trying to live for Christ, to do kingdom work. And so how did you get involved in a restaurant, and what's some of your faith story?
Well, what happened was it kind of just fell into my lap. Like, I was a waitress for about 6 or 7 years at a Right Spot restaurant, but then the owners wanted to retire, so they sold it. And then the new owners laid everybody off. We were unemployed, so I had a 2 weeks notice. And I thought, you know, the bills are still coming in. Nobody's hiring. I need a job. So my customers had said, you know, Amanda, and they talked to me and one of my other coworkers, said, if you two open up a restaurant, we'll follow you. So that's what we did. It took about a month to get it up and running, but we opened up my restaurant, Cozy's Diner, and...
Wait, what was it called?
Cozy's Diner.
Like as in, like, cozy, a cozy place to sit?
Yep.
Oh. Now,
but we wanted to be different, so we spelled it with a K.
Now, at the time, were you following the Lord? Were you like, Lord, how are you going to provide for me? Where are you leading me? Did it strengthen your faith? Or how did you connect, like, initially with God to know where he was leading you?
Well, I had two wonderful parents who raised us all with the Christian faith. So, like, I knew the Bible front and back, but I didn't truly commit my life fully to Christ. Even, you know, when I had the restaurant, it took a lot. God really had to break me before I finally fully committed my life. Like, about 4 months into the restaurant, running the restaurant, my father passed away. So that was stressful enough. And then after the funeral, I had to just go right back to work, you know, got to run the restaurant. My business partner had left me, too, in the new year. So, yeah, a couple days later after my dad passed away. And then I still was, you know, reluctant to fully, like, I believed in God, but I didn't have that personal relationship with him. And then I was in a bad relationship at the time, and that was the final straw. I remember standing in front of my grill, you know, cooking eggs or whatever, and just crying, thinking, oh, God, I can't do this on my own anymore. And I had this, you know, this vision of, you know, I'm holding on to this limb, this branch, and there's nothing but darkness underneath me. I said, God, I'm going to let go. I'm going to trust that you're going to catch me. And so I let go. I ended that relationship, and, you know, things didn't change for me overnight. It was still, you know, pretty stressful, but I had decided that I was going to take the steps I needed to take to better my life. And then I ended up meeting Kevin and Jean. They just so happened at that time to start coming into my restaurant. And so here's this man that I've had the hugest crush on for the longest time, thinking, you know, that's the kind of man I want to marry. But I thought, you know, knowing my past, my lifestyle, I'm like, why would a man like him want to be with the likes of me? So I'd pretty much given up all hope of, you know, that ever happening. But then it was like God decided that, okay, now you're changing your life. I'm now going to allow you to have, you know, this man in your life. And he was an answer to prayer. I ended up, you know, getting baptized. His father baptized me, and he was an answer to my prayer. God knew I needed him in my life to help guide me back on the path that I was supposed to go on. And
well, Amanda, I want to hear more of the story. I'm going to have to do it off air because we're running out of time. And I don't know if Kevin's going to be able to get out of that car. His head's going to be so big that he won't be able to fit it through. So give him a hug for me, and we'll catch up another time. Thank you so much for sharing. I want to close out with another song off of the CD, sure. Traveling Through by Kevin Mills. Appreciate you, too, and thanks for being available for the Monday and Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends.
No problem. Thank you.
If you want to find out more about Kevin Mills' Ministry of Music, he has 3 CDs out. You can go to kevinmills.net. That's kevinmills.net. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Well, I had a blessing from the Lord up above. Gave him a beautiful woman to love, place to live, and some land to farm. Two good legs and two good arms. Well, the devil came sneaking around one night. Decided he would do a little evil to Ike. Thought he'd hit old Ike where it hurt. So he filled up all of Ike's wells with dirt. And when Ike went out for his morning drink, he got a dipper full of dirt and his heart did sink. But he knew it was the devil, so he said with a grin, God bless me once and he can do it again. He blessed me once and he can do it again. So when the rains don't fall and the crops all fail and the cows ain't putting any milk in the pail, don't sit around waiting for a check in the mail. You gotta pick up the shovel and dig.